Blog Talk Radio.
We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of our salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, and let the God of our salvation be exalted. Hallelujah, glory be to the living God, most gracious and most heavenly Father. It is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning with a grateful heart. It is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning, Father God, acknowledging you, thanking you for another day, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. Thank you for waking us up this morning, Father God, stationed in our right minds. Thank you, Father God, for your grace and your mercies, new mercies we see. Thank you for your protection and thank you for your provisions. Thank you for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us today, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, God. Hallelujah. We honor you. We bless you. We magnify you, Father. Hallelujah. We declare your name is great in all of the earth. Father God, there is nobody like you. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. We magnify you. We glorify you, Father God. Hallelujah. We embrace the gifts of a brand new day, a day that we have not known, a day that we have not seen, a day that we will not know again, Father God. Hallelujah. So we bless you, God. We say thank you. God, you're so good to us. Hallelujah. And we honor you. And we magnify you, Father God. Hallelujah. We are so grateful from the bottom of our hearts and from the depths of our souls. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for another service today, Father God. Hallelujah. Where we come to glorify your name, edify your people, lift up Jesus higher and higher and higher. Thank you, Father. Thank you for canceling every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract, Father God, against this service, against our day, against our destiny. Thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment, it is already condemned. Thank you. We bless you, Father. Hallelujah. So, Father, we pray that you would have your way, Father God, this day, right now, Father God, none of us and all of you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. That the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever, 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 and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Top of the morning to you. Hallelujah. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda, your host on this morning. Glory be to God, giving God praise for one more day. One more day. We want to welcome all of our first-time listeners across the globe. Welcome, 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 welcome. You are invited, amen, to our fellowship services. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. Breakfast is about to be served. Amen. The spiritual breakfast for champions, where a man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. We pray that everyone is excited today. Amen. Why? Because this is a new day, a brand new day, one we have not seen, have not known, will not see or know again. Amen. A clean page in the book. Once we confess our sins, amen, it's a brand new page that we can start all over again. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And do right today. Amen. What we messed up on yesterday. And so we bless the Lord. Amen. God is good. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. For our Women of the Bible, a series. Amen. Glory be to God. So many awesome teachings. Amen. Exhortations. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's just been delightful. I am so grateful to the Holy Spirit leading us down this avenue. We didn't see it coming. Amen. God gave us 2 days notice and we just started lining up the women. Amen. Glory be to God. And we're still moving forward. So we want to bless God. Amen. We pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Amen. I'm still grateful to Pastor Charles on yesterday. Amen. On the Mother Zibidee. My God. Amen. What an awesome presentation. Amen. And every day has been awesome. Amen. Hallelujah. I've gleaned something from every day, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Amen. Glory be to God that the word of God is given for our instructions, Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank God from Genesis to Revelation, everything that's in the book. Amen. And so we want to thank God today. Amen. There's still, amen, another young lady, and she didn't have a name either. Amen. But she had a beautiful assignment. So we want to hear about her today, coming all to us this morning, all the way from Cleveland, Ohio. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. For this woman of God. Amen. She is a warrior. Amen. In the Lord's kingdom. She is fierce. Amen. She is committed. She is dedicated. Amen. She is sold out. Amen. Glory be to God. She is a wife. She is a mother. Amen. She is a grandmother. Amen. She is a servant. Glory be to God. She is a co-pastor. Glory be to God. She is a kingdom worker. Amen. She is a friend to this ministry and my friend. Amen. We just want to thank God for her. Amen. She has a joyful spirit and just so positive. Matter of fact, she's really one of the pioneers here in this ministry, because when this ministry here was birthed in that motel room some 11 and a half years ago, amen, glory be to God, she was there. She was one of the seven. She was there. Glory be on that first day, January 1, amen, 2011. She was there. Yes, she was. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And then stayed there for a while. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, and glory be to God. I was a little nervous in the beginning. Amen. But then she did it. She did it while she was nervous. She did it while she was afraid. She came. Amen. Teaching the word, preaching the word. Amen. Sharing with us, building up. And I'm telling you, she's always here. Just a phone call away. Amen. Matter of fact, one of the conferences we had, we were just getting started and our conferences at 19th and Gerard, she got in her automobile all the way from Ohio. Amen. Her and two other of the dear sisters and drove on up to the conference. I'm telling you, glory be to God. What a friend. Matter of fact, her and her husband, the church called for me. They paid my way over. Amen. Put me up in a nice hotel all the way in Ohio. Amen. For a conference that they was having, the women's conference, the hand of a woman. I never forget it. Amen. So we have some history and we have some experiences and it's all good. And guess what? The latter shall be greater. Amen. So we want to thank God this morning. Amen. It gives me, amen, privilege. Amen. And a great honor to introduce this great woman of God. Amen. Our Pastor Carmen Dorsey. amen, as she comes this morning, amen, to share with us, amen, what thus saith the Lord, amen, today. So, Father God, we ask that you will anoint our ears to hear and our spirits to receive what thus saith the Lord on this morning. Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Pastor Carmen, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, we can hear you clearly. If you can just come up maybe just one notch.
Okay.
Yeah, that's better right there. Good morning. Thank you for being with us this morning. We appreciate you. We love you. Amen. Glory be to God. And we pray you're feeling well.
Yes.
Amen. And the floor is absolutely yours.
Amen. Amen. So first, Father God, we thank you. We always thank you for opportunities that you give us to come before the throne of grace, that you give us, Father God, to have your words spoken in our ears, that we may hear and receive, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that we may hear correctly. I mean, that we may hear clearly so that we can respond correctly. We want to hear your word and be able to respond to it. We want to hear your word and be able to know our next move, oh God. So we thank you for it. We thank you, Father God, for an amazing, awesome pastor who continues to be faithful to your word, to your will, to the things that you would have her do. No matter what goes on, she's faithful to you. So I'm so grateful for her, oh God. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Father. And I honor you for her right now. Pastor Apostle Bradford, this is the Lord is continually telling me, as you reach into new heights, new depths, it's going to be different. He said, I've always called you to be different, and I will continue to call you to be different. He said, I've called you in a season where you did a lot of sowing. You did a lot of I can see you like tilling ground. It's like you tilling ground. It's like you're tilling. You're turning it over, and you're going back, and you're turning it over again, and you're going back, and you continue to turn it over. And he said, all that work is going to bring forth a profit. All that work in this season will give you rest. All that work in that season will give you rest in this season. And he said, it's going to happen quicker than you think. It reminds me of the scripture in Amos, I believe it's 9, it says, it's going to happen faster than it's going to make your head swim. It's going to happen so fast. So I thank you for it, God. I thank you, Father God, for her leadership ability. He said, as you lead, he said, you're creating leaders. He said, and as you create national leaders, he said, they'll always remember where they started from. As you create national speakers, they'll always remember the platform they started from. As you create national evangelists, they'll always remember the chance that they got. So I thank you for you giving us opportunity. I thank you for you just listening to God. So he said he's going to honor you for you staying humble and you staying steadfast to the vision and the purpose he's giving you. Amen. Amen. It reminds me of the little unnamed girl. Sometimes we have to, I like the way they called her a little maid, a servant, a slave girl. They named her all of this, but they never did give her a name. And I know Holy Spirit knows her name. I know Holy Spirit could have named her, but sometimes he knows that our name is not important. It's our purpose. And so if your name is not called, if your name is not honored, understand your purpose will take place in history. So we're going to read real quick on what happened. I want to just give... I don't want to get all into everything that happened. I'm going to just read the first few verses. Naaman, 2 Kings 5, starting at 1. Naaman, a commander of the army and the king of Syria, was a great man with his master, accepted and acceptable. Listen to that. He was accepted and acceptable because by him the Lord had given victory to Syria. He was also a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. The Syrians had gone out in bands and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid. She waited on Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, would that my Lord were with the prophet who is in Samaria, for he would heal him of his leprosy. Naaman went and told the king, thus and thus said the maid from Israel, and the king said, go now, And I will send a letter to the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver, 60 shekels of 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 changes of raiment. Now, what I like about this is this little girl, where she was at, she was what we call today a marginal leader. And when I'm like, marginal leader, what did they mean by marginal leader? It's the action of this little handmaid is described as a marginal leader. We can be successful in various places. I thought about the margins on the paper, and when I'm setting margins on my computer, I'm telling my computer, in that area, it will be unprintable. When you set your margins, in that area, it's unprintable. In that area, I can't work in that area. So I'm like, well, Lord, if she was a marginal leader, usually we can't work in that. So what? Why would you say, why are they saying that she was a marginal leader? Because everybody will look at your situation as it's useless. Everybody will consider you as no good. Everybody will consider you unprintable, unpresentable, on this, on that, because you're not where people think you should be. So as I looked at that, I said, oh, that's why she's considered a marginal leader. This little girl was not what everyone thought a leader should be. A leader usually resembles a man like Naaman, a commander in the army, accepted and acceptable. Now, I'm liking this in the Amplified Bible that says accepted and acceptable. It's telling me not only was he accepted, but he was acceptable. Sometimes we're accepted only because somebody loves us. Sometimes we're accepted only because of our position of authority. Sometimes we're only accepted because of our giftings. Sometimes we're only accepted because who we know. But this man, he was not only accepted, he was acceptable. That means he was easy to receive. Now, how could he be easy to receive if he had leprosy? Not only was he acceptable, the Lord had given him victory, and they called him a mighty man of valor. Now, this man was a leader, but yet and still, he had to accept the authority, the word, and the orders of a marginal leader, of a little handmaid, of somebody without a name, of somebody of little importance. Because everything, when we look at it now, it's about power, social status, and gender, even today. Yet God chose without someone without power, money, social status. It didn't matter whether she had 1,000 followers on IG, not even a man. God chose to shape the course of history a female, a young female, a foreigner. She was different. She was strange. A prisoner of war, someone in bondage, in a personal struggle, in loneliness. Now listen, you can only imagine, she came into a land that she knew nothing about. Can you imagine this little girl for a minute? Let's talk about it. Let's talk about how this had to happen. Could you imagine when you was a little girl and you was outside playing? And all of a sudden, I remember when we used to go outside and play, there was hopscotch going on. There was hide and seek going on. There was all kind of things going on, and we was enjoying our day. And imagine being outside. You can smell, there was ladies washing their clothes. You can smell the freshly washed clothes, and they was hanging them up on the line. We was running up and down the street, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you hear screams. Screams, and you take off and you just run because of fear. And as this little girl was running, as you and I are running, someone picks us up and takes us. Not only takes us from what we know, not only takes us from the land we know, the God we know, the neighborhood we know, the everything that we know, and put us in somewhere totally different. Now, this little girl had to be totally confused. This little girl had to just not understand what was going on and why this was happening to her. But even in that, She stood strong. She stood and took the time to say, to tell what God had given her. She took the time to say, I'm going to do exactly what God told me, even in that, in a land where she didn't know. How many of us, even in our captivity, can continue to preach? Even in our loneliness, can continue to give a word of encouragement? Even when in our lack, we can continue to give? Because this girl was experiencing all that. She was lonely because she wasn't with her family. She was in lack because she wasn't with the ones that she loved. But I had to think about not only her situation, but what gave her enough strength to do what she had to do. I remember the scripture in Deuteronomy 11 that taught us, teach your children, speak to them about the word in their going, in their coming, when they're sitting down, when they're laying down. So I know that this family had to instill the word of God in this little handmaiden. Can I tell you, Holy Spirit has been instilling his word in you. Holy Spirit has been instilling his word because he knew that it would become a time that you had to be that marginal leader. You had to lead from a position that was outside the printable line. You would have to lead from a position like no other. And so he had to do this. And and that is God's purpose if we understand God. According to 1 Corinthians 1:26 to 28, and I'm going to go there really quickly. 1 Corinthians. For simply consider your own calling, brethren. Not many of you were considered to be wise according to human estimates and standards. Not many influential and powerful. Not many of high and noble birth. No, for God selected deliberately, you can pull off, deliberately chose what in the world is foolish to the wise and shame, and what the world calls weak put the strong to shame. God also selected deliberately chose what in the world is lowborn and insignificant and branded and treated with contempt, even the things that are nothing, that he might dispose and bring nothing to the things that are, so that no mortal man should have pretense or glory and boast in the presence of God. In other words, God called the things that nobody thought was wise, nobody thought was influential. And he's saying, you were that person. Carmen was that person that nobody thought could be used. A girl from the inner city, a girl that had kids early, a girl that had kids out of wedlock, a girl that lived with her now husband for years. We did all of that, but God still chose us. And he chooses us not because we did everything perfect, but because he has purpose for us. And as he chose us, it's reminded that in the Old Testament, women, despite their presumed roles, still influence political decisions, economic stability, and spiritual revitalization. Also in the New Testament, Mary Magdalene and other women got to share the good news first, the resurrection of the risen Christ. We can also remember the power of God at our weakest moments. At those weakest moments is when that little girl had to know what she had to do. If we continue to allow God to use us in those moments, then he will continue to give us destiny. Although in captivity, the little handmaiden did not forget who God of Israel was. She did not forget how he performed miracles through his prophets. She was a little handmaid, but in my imagination, her parents continued to teach her, continued to pray for her. That's why we should with our children now. And if we could do what this little handmaiden did, if we can say, if only my master were with the prophet, if we could only say, if only my boss, my coworker, my spouse, my children, my neighbor, my family member would get with the prophet, would get would understand if they were with God, then things can change. She spoke about the prophet. Let's speak about God. Let's continue to tell them if they would only get to God, their deliverance can happen. Her character had to be to listen. Her character had to be where that Naaman and his wife knew who she was. So even though she was a servant, she had to be able to follow orders. She had to have good character because they listened to her. So not only should we, even though they may not know our name, even though we may be little in their sight, we should have good character. So when we have a word to say, those around us will listen. The little handmaid, the little servant girl, being in captive, in struggle, in hardship, does not negate purpose, significance, and it will not disqualify God from using us. The influence the little handmaid manifests is consistent with the character of God, who God uses. He uses us, the most unlikely people, to accomplish the greatest things. So no matter where you're born to, from, or where you had to go, God can use you in that very position. That was my time, and I thank you for yours.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You always bring it home. Glory be to God. We want to thank God for you. Pastor Carmen, amen. Hallelujah. First of all, I want to say I received the word of prophecy this morning pertaining to my life and destiny. Amen. I agree with the spirit. Amen. It is so. Amen. We want to thank God for this handmaid. Amen. This slave girl. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. A marginal leader. Hallelujah. Shaping the course of destiny. Hallelujah. God has purpose. Amen. For you, not because you do it, because he has purpose. And here we don't even know this young lady's name. Amen. Hallelujah. But her purpose, amen, took place in history. My God, my God, my God, are you willing to be used? Amen. This ties right into our Bible study on last night. Amen. Glory be to God. This also, are we willing to be used? Marginal leader, just go with what you got. Use what you got and give God some glory. My God, stop making excuses. Hallelujah. God has already made provisions for your weaknesses. Already made provisions. My hallelujah, my God. All right, I get so excited, amen. I'd be ready to start all over again, but I'm not going to do that. Glory be to God. Pastor Carmen, we appreciate your love and your friendship and this timely message on this morning. Glory be to God, amen, on this slave girl. No name, but her purpose. You know what? We might not remember the name anyhow, but we see her purpose being fulfilled, shaping the course of history as a marginal leader, my God, what the world considered a marginal leader. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my God. Sister, amen. Any announcements this morning? Anything you want to share with us and what's going on with in Ohio at the church? Anything, if you're prepared, feel free to. If not, we'll get you on the next go round. Amen. Because we know you got something, amen, or shaking somewhere there on the calendar.
Amen. I really don't have anything. Oh, I do have something to share. We are actually celebrating our 20th church anniversary, July 2nd. So I'm so happy that we are celebrating that. So we just ask that you continue to pray for us. We're just excited about it. So in July, we're celebrating 20 years of ministry. So that is something to be excited about. So we thank y'all for continuing prayers. And that's just about it. Just continue to lift us up.
20 years, that's a milestone. Amen. Congratulations. Amen. Now, is that going to be virtual? Is that, or are you going to have that, at the physical event?
On Sunday morning, the 3rd, that one will be virtual, so we'll do that virtually, our Sunday morning service, but Saturday night, we're having a banquet at a local golf course. So we're just excited about what's coming up.
All right. Amen. We will keep that in prayer. Amen. And keep us informed. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying something to me about that. Amen. And amen. We will talk later. So God bless you. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Glory be to God. Beloved, let me say this about Pastor Carmen. Amen. And tell you her heart. Amen. When I reached out to her, amen, at the last minute, our speaker's coming forth this week was last minute because of my schedule. Amen. And she was in the process of moving. She was in the process of moving. I think I spoke to her on Saturday or Sunday. And she was willing to come even on Monday morning. Now, you know, after you move, you tired. You tired. Okay. But her heart was there. She said, you know what? She said, Monday morning. But we put it for today. But I'm telling you, I just want to reveal her heart, her readiness to serve. Amen. Glory be to God. As we saw the same thing in our young lady on today, the readiness. Amen. See, are we ready for what God is asking us to do? So, and we appreciate you, sister. Amen. Love you, love you, love you. The Charles, let Pastor Charles know that we're going to be reaching out to him. Amen. Because we haven't heard from Pastor Charles yet. Amen. Glory be to God. But we know he has a word in his belly. Amen. For us also. Amen. So let him know that we'll be reaching out to him. So have a beautiful, glorious, victorious, powerhouse day. And again, we thank you. Amen. For a very timely word. Yes.
Amen. He's in the car with me, so he heard everything you said. And he said, let everybody know, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. Amen. Appreciate you. Amen. All right, sister. God bless you. Amen. And I'm sure I'll be talking to you between now and Sunday, but happy Mother's Day to you, too. Amen. Glory
to
be to God.
Also.
And again, thank you for serving. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We bless. Give everybody your website. You have a website for your ministry?
Yes.
Okay,
RevivalOfLife.org.
Okay, RevivalOfLife.org. Okay. Amen. Y'all have it.
And
amen, Pastor. I'm sorry, say the second part again.
Revival of Life. The Facebook is Revival of Life.
Okay, Facebook is Revival of Life. Okay, got you. Okay, and the website is revivalOfLife.org. Reach out to them. Let them know that you heard. Let Pastor Carmen know that you heard her here. Amen. On Blog Talk Radio with the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. Glory be to God. Be a blessing to her. Amen. Be a blessing to the ministry. Amen. Glory be to God and lift up Jesus. Amen. Lift up Jesus. Glory be to God. Beloved, I'm telling you, our blessings, what we have yet to learn, what so many of God's people have yet to learn is that our breakthrough is in our giving. Our breakthrough is in our giving. Amen. Glory be to God. And when we're not stingy, neither is God. Amen. So we bless the Lord. All right, saints, that's it. That's it. Amen. Tomorrow, amen, we'll be talking about the daughters of Zelophehad. Ooh, you might say, who are they? Well, you're going to find out. Amen. You're going to find out how Moses dealt with these five women. Amen. Glory be to God. These five sisters. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They was blessed. They was blessed. But they fought for it. They fought forward and they was blessed. You hear what I'm saying? They stood their ground. Amen. So I might have that word a little tied up. Amen. But our minister tomorrow will break it down. The daughters of Zelophehad. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. So Lord's willing, that's what we'll be talking about. Amen. Tomorrow. Amen. How they got their inheritance. They got their inheritance. And it was big. And it was big. B-I-G. All right, saints, amen. Glory be to God today. Amen. We will be at the altar prayer at 12 o'clock and then back at 9 o'clock. Amen, Lord's willing. Amen. And this Friday night is our Friday night praise party. Amen. Glory be to God. Look, you might not be able to hang out with us all night, and we don't really do that bad. We start at 9. We normally finish somewhere around 11 or whatever, however the spirit rolls, sometimes earlier. Amen. You can come in, amen, celebrate. Look, sometimes when, remember you used to go out to the parties, amen. Some of you still go out to the parties. You don't have to just shut the bar down. Glory be to God. Amen. You go in, amen, and you put your time in, and then you say, all right, I'm going to leave now. And so come on, amen, give us a testimony, give us a song, give us a praise. Come on now, give us a reading. Come on now. Amen. Glory be to God. If you can't hang, amen, then we understand. Some people fall asleep on the phone. They snoring. Amen. God bless their hearts. Amen. But you showed up at the party. You showed up. Glory be to God. I'm going to say this. Amen. I was talking to, I was under the tutorage of a great leader. Amen. A great leader. Matter of fact, he just recently died. And he was talking about how to deal with family and friends and how to deal with certain people that, you know, you really don't want to be around the crowd, but you know if you don't show up at this family event, they're going to talk about you. You know if they don't, okay, if you don't show up, your name going to be mud. So he said, what you do, amen, is you come late and you leave early. But guess what? They remember that you was there. What are we saying? We said show up. Show up. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. All right. This Sunday is Mother's Day. This Sunday is Mother's Day. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And we're going to see what the Lord wants to do for our service on Saturday. Amen. We want to, amen, give some honor and tribute. Amen. To all the dear mothers. And even if you're not a mother, you got a mother. You had a mother. Amen. So this is a special time. Amen. I think we want to go in this month, before this month is up, I think we need to, it's in my heart to visit, amen, with Temple of Refuge at least one more time. At least one more time, amen, before we see what else the Lord wants to do with us and us being stationary, although we are stationary. There are some people right now, they're giving up their buildings and they're giving up all that high expenses and they're going virtual. They're going virtual. T.D. Jakes' daughter, glory be to God, they're going virtual. It's working for them, glory be to God. And so we don't know. We don't know. We're just taking it one day at a time. Maybe we're supposed to be a virtual ministry. But even if we are a virtual ministry, because we was born a virtual ministry, okay, when we was born in that motel room, that was virtual. We've been virtual for the last 12 years for the most part. Maybe we are virtual, but I'm talking to the Lord that we can at least have a place where we can meet once or twice a month. You know, that's just my thinking, but I don't know what the Lord is doing. I'm sure it's bigger than what I'm thinking. I'm sure it's grander than what I'm thinking. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord. We didn't say anything about this Sunday because we know people want to be with their mothers and want to be spoiled this Sunday. Amen. Glory be to God. But we would like to, amen, visit Mom Westfield. Amen. At least one more time. Amen. Glory be to God. Beloved, we're not going backwards. We're going forwards. Amen. Glory be to God. But I'm telling you, unless we have unity and love in mind, amen, we'll never reach our maximum potential. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Bless God. Amen. That's it for today. Amen. Glory be to God. Last night, we closed out with Brother Tyrone Reed. We're praying for the children because we are ready mentally, spiritually, and otherwise. And God is sending us forward, beloved. We have to take the next step. We've been praying and praying and praying for this generation. Now God is about to do something different. We have to be a little bit more interactive, amen, with this generation. And so we told the Lord yes, amen. So we don't know what that means, amen. But when he makes it clear, amen, when he speaks, we're going to be ready to go. I don't know about you, but I love the children. When I say children, I'm just talking about the world. I love them. Young adults, old adults, I love people. I really do love people. Glory be to God. See? And so now it's time for us to touch them. It's time, look, we know COVID is still around, beloved. We got to stop making excuses. When God give us the green light, we have to go. When God give us, I know some people fascinated, fully boosted, and still caught COVID. Glory be to God. So when God gives us the green light, we have to go, because only what we do for Christ is going to last. Only what we do for Christ is going to last. Also, our Good Friday service, amen, with our seven last speakers, amen. YouTube had froze that for a minute because of the music that Erica put on. But guess what? They released it last week. They released it last week. Not only that, you can go to our website at lifewordjesus.org, and Erica posted it there. Anybody who missed the seven last sayings, go to www.lifewordjesus.org, and it's right there at the bottom of the page. You can watch the whole thing. Amen. And so we just want to thank God. Amen. So it's so much going on, so much to do, so much to say. We just want to say we love you, Jesus, more than anything else. Amen. And to God be praised. All right, saints, everybody have a good day. Amen. God be with you. Amen. Glory be to God. Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, we ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we pray your protection upon us and our families. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the sick. We pray for the suffering. We pray for Ukraine. Father God, all the rallying going forth right now with the abortion rights. And God, it's so much going on. It's just so wars and rumors of wars. It's so much going on, Father God. It's so much going on. But Father God, you said if your people called by your name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, that Father God, you will intervene. So here we are, Father. We ask that you would anoint the prayer warriors as they come today to serve. Father God, at 12 o'clock and 9 o'clock, we ask that you would bless Carmen Dorsey. Father God, Pastor Dorsey, Father God, and her husband, for Father God, for their service in Ohio and in your kingdom. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for all the lovely speakers that have come forth already. And Father God, as we continue with the women, it's going to get really challenging now, because now we're going to get into a lot of nameless women. So it's going to cause us to really do our research. Help us not to back up, Father, because we did the easy women. But help us to be really ready to take the challenge and now and dig deep, Father God, to find out about the women who don't have a name. Father God, help us to roll up our sleeves and get busy. And we say thank you. Thank you for the right mindset, Father, and to stop making excuses. Now, Father God, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, we seal this prayer by the word, the blood, the spirit, and we decree and declare, hallelujah, Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Father. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Everybody have a good day, lovely day, magnificent day. Hey, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Everybody's a leader in their own right, even if they consider you to be a marginal leader. And we see through the word today, amen, this so-called marginal leader shaped the course of history. Why not allow God to use you? Amen. Blessings. Blessings on blessings.